Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Of course, each and every show we go inside the Beltway with, as I am fond of saying, the true insiders. One of my favorites, all of you know by now, Victoria Jones from Talk Radio News. I like to tease her about her tea, but I'm wondering, Victoria, are you a coffee drinker at all?
Massive. I drink about 6 cups in the morning.
6 cups? I love coffee, too, but my favorite coffee I can't get in our satellite studio in Texas. I like Wawa coffee, and I don't even think you have that in D.C. What kind of coffee do you like?
No, we don't have Wawa, and I have had it, and it was good. I tend to go Starbucks because it's just solid. I like a couple of their blends, and I just buy it for myself and just, you know, make it at home. Like, if I have one of my days where I'm getting up at 2 a.m., I will make a pot where I know I can have 6 cups. Otherwise, I'll just have 4.
Good thing that lately, anyway, they're telling us that coffee's okay for us.
I'm so glad they started saying that.
The New England Journal of Medicine. Coffee's good for you. Don't worry about it. One thing that's not good for the Republicans is here the convention is next week, and Hurricane Isaac, it might be Hurricane Isaac, could hit Tampa. You just know there's a zillion jokes in this. We've already heard them from some of the late-night comedians. What's the buzz in Washington over the hurricane? I'm sure there's some juicy headlines.
Well, there are, and, you know, everybody's looking at their hurricane trackers online, and everybody's trying to sound like they're a meteorologist, really, and try to sound more knowledgeable than the next person. The fact is nobody knows what they're talking about when they're talking about what it's doing, and that it's down here or that it's up there, and it's currently forecast to be near Key West on Monday morning with, you know, maximum sustained winds around 75 miles an hour, and, you know, and it's going to do this when it goes over Hispaniola, and it depends whether it gains strength, you know, on that route and what it does over eastern Cuba, and, like, any of us have a clue what that means.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what everybody's pretending. Everyone's pretending they know what that means. But they're also listening very closely to what Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn, who's become the single most powerful man in the country, is saying.
And I said this, I said he's got male night sweats where he's getting updates every hour on the hour as to what the weather's going to be like. And, you know, you heard this story where he said, well, you know, I could cancel the convention and I would do it because it's about the people versus the convention. We, you know, with 70,000 people coming here, but I don't think he's going to bounce the convention. Do you?
No, and particularly not since he had his 5:15 conference call with RNC and state officials, because he said that I don't think there's any reason for concern as it relates to cancellation. He also said we're not prepping for an evacuation. The hysteria has pretty much passed now. So they feel that Tampa's expected to be hit by wind and rain on Monday, and meteorologists caution the city remains at risk, but they're starting to think that even though it could turn into a Category 1 hurricane, it could move to the west or shift, or that what it will be is less likely to be a hurricane hitting and more likely to be something walking by it.
There you go. That makes me feel good since I'm going to be there. So I don't need to be in the middle of the hurricane, nor does Ellen Ratner from Talk Radio News. Can you imagine Ellen in a hurricane? She's already gone through the aftermath with Mississippi.
Yeah, exactly.
Mike Huckabee, what's he stirring up? He's stirring the pot. What's going on with Mike Huckabee?
Mike Huckabee this afternoon, Thursday afternoon, put out a statement of support. But Todd Akin, the representative whose statements about legitimate rape stirred up so much stuff, basically he went after the Republican establishment and leadership for throwing Akin under the bus, leaving him behind on the political battlefield wounded and bleeding. And he went for him. saying that it was tragic to see the carefully orchestrated and systematic attack on a fellow Republican, not for a moral failure or corruption or a criminal act, but for a misstatement which he contritely and utterly repudiated. And then he goes on about how the Republicans sent out talking point memos, there were political consultants ordered to stay away from him or lose future business. There were operators recruited to set up a network of pastors to call him, to get him to get out. Money's changed hands to push him off the plank. It is disgraceful. And then he says, you know, I don't blame Todd Akin, but he says, these attacks are attacks on all the people who knocked on doors for Todd Akin.
Wow. Wow, it is very interesting. And, you know, in the polls, he's barely hanging on to anything. He's like a one-point lead over Claire McCaskill. And pretty much the even money and better says that there's just no way he's winning this.
I think it's going to be very tough.
I do, too. Absolutely. I think so. Moving on to Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney goes after a reporter. What was the scoop on that?
This was a local reporter who was given offered 5 minutes access to Mitt Romney, and there were a few of them who were offered access. And this was one in Denver, and a political reporter. And she said on the air, and she apparently the agreement was that she could say it on the air, you know, I had about 5 minutes with him, and we got through a fair amount of material, actually, in that 5 minutes. The one stipulation to the interview was that I not ask him about abortion or Todd Akin. She explains who he was. I did ask him about health care, the female vote, and energy. Now, this is extraordinary. And The Washington Post goes into some detail about how this was set up. And basically, yes, the Romney campaign concurs with this, but they would not agree to this unless these were stipulated, that she could not ask about these topics. I find this outrageous.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, because how is that? Well, then why have the 5 minutes?
Right. I mean, at one point they said, well, he's already made a statement on one of these two topics. He has nothing more to say. Well, fine, let him say that himself then.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly. He can say that, and he's good at that. Romney knows how to deflect. He knows how to say that. Absolutely. Wow. Wow. So we'll talk more about that on America Tonight. Last one, Ann Romney's speech, not going to be carried by any of the network television stations. So what's up with poor Ann Romney? The advisors to her are pretty upset, and to Mitt, right?
Yes, they're very angry because she's speaking at 10:30 at night on Monday.
Mm.
And the networks are only carrying 1 hour from 9 to 10. So it's going to be too late. So the only option, unless they're really quite cross, the only option they have is to reschedule her because they need her to help with this showing how warm, open, and approachable he is. And the convention is all about that.
Right, the likability factor because he so trails Obama in that category without a doubt. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News, as always, thanks so much. We appreciate it. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
I was along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you. With all my hair and stormy eyes. The kind of eyes I hypnotize.
Coming up the rest of the way on this Hour of America Tonight. We're going to look more into the specifics of the weather in Florida. Isaac, full-blown hurricane, a tropical storm, a nightmare for a day or two. We'll see. I mean, I am picking every weather forecaster's brain. And NOAA, which I call NOAA, is the National, of course, weather people in Florida. They're saying keep your eyes out for anywhere in the Sunshine State to be slammed possibly by at least heavy rains. Heavy rains, though, is different than I'm walking over the bridge and it's 100-mile-an-hour winds. Because, see, that's the circumstance that we'll be in going to the convention. And a lot of people will be in that same situation. There's not a lot of parking. It's not like you're going to underground parking, bada-bing, you get out of the car, and you are whisked right to your position at the convention. No, there is 70,000 people crawling all over the place in between buildings, and the way this convention is set up, it's not set up for a hurricane to blow through in the middle of it. Trust me, even a bad rainstorm is going to be difficult to deal with, but I certainly would take that, and I'm sure the Republicans would, over any kind of a Cat 3 or worse. Worse would be disastrous. Then everybody would have to get out of Tampa. And the thing is, by the time it hits, almost everybody would probably be there because we're looking at, like, Monday or Tuesday. I bet Lance Armstrong feels like he was blown over after all the fighting, all the lawyers, all the arguing, all the denying. Huge story breaks that the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency is saying they're going to strip Armstrong of all 7 Tour de France titles. Take them all away. Travis Tygart is the main man. He's the chief U.S. ADA's executive, and he's the guy who said, nope, lifetime ban, brother. No cycling. Nothing to do with cycling for Lance Armstrong. So his legacy as one of the greatest cyclists of all time certainly is tarnished in doubt, and now lots of questions continue to abound. I mean, first of all, can the doping agency do that? And the answer to that question is, as I did a couple of quick checks, yes. They can do it, even though Armstrong says, no, that can't happen. They are, besides the governing body, the International Cycling Union, they're the big guys, saying that, no, we're stripping him with the 7 titles. They're going to sign off on that, and that's it. Here's my question, because I remember they did this with the others, like Floyd Landis. They make you give it back. So does he have to give back anything he got? You know when they put the medals around their neck and all that? Oh, I can't find those medals. All 7 of them seem to be gone. I don't have them any longer. So hundreds of drug tests, I mean crazy amounts of drug tests that never turned over anything. And now they're saying that, no, he's done. It's too bad because it shows you the worst of the worst, that winning, it's only about winning. Tiger said that they can strip the tour titles and said that, you know, it's a sad day. This is a quote. It's a sad day for all of us who love the sport and athletes. It's heartbreaking. And it's a heartbreaking example of win at all costs overtaking the fair and safe option. There's no success in cheating to win. If you remember last month, we had a doping agent on, a guy who used to be a mayor of La Jolla in California, and he was a doping agent, went to the Olympics, tested lots of athletes. He was a great guest and talked about this and talked about Armstrong, and he felt very strongly that this was going to happen. He was right. So he stripped of it. And what is it that pushed them over the top? The teammates, you know, other people saying they saw him dope, whatever it is, the bottom line is he never tested positive for any of this stuff. Never for the EPO, which is the blood booster, the steroids, the blood transfusions, all that. Never tested positive for any of it. But they say, the U.S. Doping Agency says, that he's used the banned substances all the way back to 1996, including that EPO. So this is why they're doing it. And at this point, what Armstrong is saying after everything that's happened, what he's saying is, he says there comes a time, he released a Twitter statement because he's always on Twitter. He said, there comes a point in every man's life when he has to say enough is enough. For me, that time is now. He called the USADA investigation an unconstitutional witch hunt. And he said he's been dealing with claims that he cheated and had an unfair advantage in winning his 7 Tour de France's since 1999. And the toll that it's taken on his family and his work for his foundation and on, where he is now. He says he's finished with the nonsense. Done. He's not fighting it anymore. He's had enough, he says. Wow. So fair or foul is the question. Lance Armstrong deciding not to fight the doping claims. I know. See, here's the thing. The U.S. Doping Agency is saying that they had 10 former Armstrong teammates that were going to testify against him, and that included Floyd Landis, who cheated, got stung, and had to give back his Tour de France. Tyler Hamilton cheated the whole thing, both of them, but they said that they were going to testify. And here's what I say. I mean, honestly, if they tested me 1,000 times, it's a crazy amount of times, so, you know, over 500 times that they test them, knock on the door, hello, It's 6 o'clock in the morning. We're testing you. If they tested him that many times and he didn't test positive for anything, and I don't care, did he beat the system, whatever, then fair is fair. If they could not catch him in any tests, then I think that it's wrong to strip him of the titles unless they have the evidence. Hello? Innocent until proven guilty. Did he dope? Do you think he doped? Speculation says maybe, but the fact that he passed all of those doping tests to me says, too bad, so sad. If you couldn't catch him in the net, then you can't just arbitrarily say, you know what, we're sick of this. We're calling it too. And we're going to call it not in your favor, mister. So we're going to say that you have to give back your titles. We're stripping them. Whoever came in second, by the way, in every single one of those races, I'd have to look them all up. I know some of them who they are. But whoever came in second, they're going to be declared the winner. So in the history books, they get declared the winner. I mean, truly, if they're taking the titles away from him, that's exactly what happens. He's not the winner any longer. Wow. I mean, this is huge news. I figured this was going to drag out a little bit more, and then you would hear from the evidence. Supposedly there was evidence there, so okay, then let's see the evidence. But it didn't get to that. So what happened between, okay, you're going to have to show us the evidence, and now where they are? Because they closed the investigation in February, and they said in June that he had used banned substances and methods. But we didn't see this. We just know that he didn't test positive in any of the tests where they randomly went after Armstrong. And they did. I mean, they really tried to get him at all hours of the night. Round the clock, they tried to get Lance Armstrong, and they couldn't get him. So as far as I'm concerned, I mean, it's wrong because where is the hardcore evidence? If they have the evidence, then I think, you know, nail them then, if that's the case. But, you know, he says they had physical evidence, none, and just a bunch of outlandish claims. So how can they possibly do that? I mean, it's a stunning thing. It's also stunning that Armstrong has just decided, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to commit myself to the work I started. I'm just going to forget it. I'm done. I'm dealing with this for just way too long. Others will take that as something meaning that he knows they had him. They got him in a corner, so he's saying, oh, I give up. I don't care. What do you think, America? Fair or foul? I mean, he's an iconic American athlete. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Also, Alberto Contador, they may end up grabbing some of those Tour de France's. We'll see. So, you know, pretty much banned, loss of the titles, huge news, an American icon falls and says, I've had enough. I'm not fighting this anymore. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Speaking of fighting, oh boy, we've just scratched the surface here in this hour of America Tonight. including the fight to keep the weather from destroying the Republican convention. I mentioned it a little bit at the top. You heard us talk about it, the whole thing about the hurricane and what's going to happen with Isaac. I like what Victoria Jones said. You know, I talked about it before, that he was the most important man in the equation, the mayor of Tampa, who initially came out and said, yeah, if I might call the convention, because it's about the people, and the concern is if they don't call it off and something happens, then Tampa looks bad. If they did call it off and nothing happened, they'd be in really big trouble. Without a doubt, after that conversation with the RNC, there was no way that they were going to call it off. By the way, they say they're not too worried about it because they've got evacuation drills in place and know what to do if things were to get out of control. And the way it's looking now, I already referenced it. Probably we're talking about a whole bunch of rain and some really nasty weather. But, you know, we can't predict. We can only predict so much when it comes to a hurricane. We don't have a crystal ball that we can look into and tell you exactly what's going to happen. I mean, if I could do that, would I be doing a talk show? Probably not. I'd probably be somewhere in Las Vegas, in some tower somewhere where people would be begging me to answer all those big, bad questions they had, the burning questions. What about this, and what is the meaning of life? So the meaning for the Republicans is just let it roll out. Just let us go. We are ready. We've got storm preparation in place, so don't worry about us. We've got ways to evacuate if that happens. Haiti is in the path of Isaac that's getting strengthened now by the minutes, but we're still a way away from declaring Florida any kind of a disaster territory at this point. We're talking about amounts of rain is what we're talking about. As of just a few minutes ago in checking Isaac, and this will change throughout the weekend, of course, as many of you are listening to this, but it was about 200-some miles southeast of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, and it's got winds of 45 miles an hour. So it's not really a hurricane at this point. There have been some brutal waves in the Caribbean, and it's postponed a hearing for the September 11th terrorist attack suspects at the naval base in Gitmo. I mentioned that there were people there. There were families that wanted to be there, so they had to get them off of Gitmo, worried about what, you know, Isaac could do, and make some other contingency plans. So they just canceled the pretrial arguments because they were supposed to get underway in the trial of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his four married men. He's been there since 2006, and, of course, he's facing the slew of charges related to 9/11. We all know that story now. And in moving this forward when it comes to the tropical storm, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands are in the way. That's an obstacle. Turks and Caicos. I've been to Turks and Caicos. Boy, that could wipe that place out pretty easy. And there are just tropical storm warnings by late Friday. As for the United States, the outer bands of the storm could reach Florida. This is the weather jargon, by Sunday. But where is the eye of the storm? This is the thing. It could go anywhere from Galveston, Texas to the Carolinas at this point. Because, you know, we're days away from this. A five-day projection puts it somewhere, maybe, hitting landfall, maybe, on the Florida Peninsula on Tuesday. But no way to know that for sure. Just watching the patterns. I'll tell you, though, you look at a weather map. If I'm sitting there in Tampa, and I'm Rents Priebus, who is the chairman of the RNC, I don't like what I'm seeing. It's ugly. You know how they make the weather maps and they have huge patterns? It's like a kid took a crown and just made an ugly red circle around it and painted it in violet purple in the middle. Well, pretty much that's what all the weather maps look like. So if you were to look at it and see, let's see, eye of the hurricane, let me take my special ruler here. Yeah, you'd be a little concerned about where it was going to land. You know, I said fair or foul with the Lance Armstrong thing, and of course we'll continue that theme. You can weigh in on it. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. But there's somebody else who is getting bombarded by a lot of negative attention for some comments that he made. And since we're talking about elections here mixed in with weather and a few other things, the Texas Democrats are calling for a Republican-elected county judge to get booted off the bench. And the reason why is because he said that the nation could descend into a civil war if President Obama is reelected. The guy's name is Tom Head, and he said the comments, and now other people are coming forward and saying, oh, he's humiliated Lubbock. He makes us look like a bunch of idiots down here. He needs to step aside. This worldwide attention for a crazy judge in Texas, this is just no good. Of course, there's no recall for that office. You can't recall the person, and he made the comment. He's sticking by the comment, and doubtful he's going to step away from it. I don't think that's going to happen at all. He's getting slammed by the Democrats, getting slammed by other people about being ridiculous and saying it's dangerous, and you know that what the people in that county, some of the people in that county are saying is that he should resign, because what he did is he called for a well-equipped force to battle the United Nations troops he said that Obama might bring in. See, this is the thing. People go rogue when they go on these local affiliates. So just like Aiken in St. Louis on the tube, not realizing even what he was saying, I don't think. Now you have this Judge Tom Head in Lubbock, Texas, who decides that he's going to go on a local affiliate. He makes the statements, and they're broadcast all over the place. And the next thing you know, and here's the deal, they were talking about the emergency management coordinator position, right? And what he was saying is they have to think about everything, the worst things that can happen, and prepare for it. And that's when he brought up the comments about the president. And so naturally, easily, this was leaked all over the place. And KJTV is the name of the TV station. They pumped it out, and the rest is history. It went viral, just like on Aiken. These politicians and these lawyers, lawmakers, and others have to realize that, yeah, when you're answering the questions, unless you say off the record, or if you go off the reservation and go rogue and just say whatever you want to say, you got to own those comments, because it's going to come back on you without a doubt. We care about the polls. Yes, we do, somewhat. Anyway, the ultimate poll will be on November 6th. I keep giving you updates, though, because it's well worth it, just so you kind of get a sense for where we're at. Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan were on the campaign trail on Thursday, of course, to keep pushing the whole idea of reeling in some more money for the super PACs, but to talk about defense spending and whatnot. And the new polls show that Obama has a slight lead in three key swing states. And this is what everybody cares about, because there's 12 of them pretty much. And with the lead in those states, and then adding on to what could possibly happen in some of the others, and this is 4 days in front of the Republican National Convention, the attack mostly, or most of the focus anyway, was on economics, and jobs. And the Republicans are pounding Obama for how he handled a stalled economy. And the Democrats are saying that he needs 4 more years. And there are ways that we're already seeing turnarounds. So, you know, you look at the jobs, you look at the unemployment rate, and then you hear that things are getting better and we're not going to go off the fiscal cliff. And I just want to know how we're not going off the fiscal cliff. The Bush tax cuts expire, the mandatory reductions in government spending, all of that. There, nothing has happened there. So what's changed? Why are we all of a sudden supposed to feel like, wow, there really is optimism? Really, it should be flowing through the U.S. I don't think so. Money's going to be the difference maker, though. Trust me. Stay with us. A little O-N-E coming up for the mailbox.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're bloody well right, you got a bloody right to say. Right, you're bloody well right, you know you got a right to say.
Couple of quick interesting stories, you know, and then right we're going to skedaddle to check the mail. How about this? The ID of the SEAL who wrote a book about the bin Laden stuff is out. The author of the soon-to-be-published book, anyway, it's called No Easy Day. It's a first-hand account of that mission, of what happened in the killing of bin Laden. And it was written under a pseudonym, not a surprise. The pseudonym was Mark Owen. The book's publisher is saying that the Special Ops Forces team members didn't want to reveal his name because they wanted to protect him, you know, protect him and his family, of course. But this was just a day after the New York Times, it's been like 2 days now, first reported the book was coming out. The real name of the seal ran on the website of Fox. They even posted photos of him in combat gear. So much for not revealing the identity of Mark Owen. And, you know, once it's out, it's out. You can't put that cat back in the bag. The Pentagon is not going to say how many news people asked about the author's real name and were asked not to reveal it because of security reasons. Because think about it. You write all the specifics about what happened with bin Laden. And, gee, you think there's any sleeper cells in the U.S.? You think there'd be anybody out to nail the seal that was involved in killing bin Laden? Of course. And that's really what they're saying. So Jay Carney, the spokesperson in the White House, the mouthpiece, reacted and said, you know what? We didn't, in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, we were the last to know. We had no idea about it. Check it out.
One of my colleagues here noted yesterday we were unaware of this book until yesterday and the press reports about it.
All right, that's pretty much it. So this is a guy who spent about a decade in the military and left last April. If classified military or intelligence info is in the book, you know what happens? You could be charged by the Justice Department. So hope he went over it with a fine-tooth comb. Otherwise, he could get a different kind of knocks on his door. All right, to me, this was the best story, hands down, of the day, so I hope you have not tuned this show out. I say the best story is LL Cool J breaking a burglar in the nose, the jaws, and the ribs. Smashed him like glass. How do you break into LL Cool J's house? The guy has like zero body fat, is a ton of bricks, and think that you're going to get away with this if he's home. So Jonathan Kirby was the burglar's name, had a broken nose and a jaw and ribs when he went inside the Sherman Oaks home of Cool J. Like I said, this is one guy I would not try to rip off. So they got him. They caught him. And this is a guy who was convicted of voluntary manslaughter. He had a rap sheet in Dallas in the late 80s, auto theft, first-degree burglary. You know, all-around good guy, somehow targeted LL Cool J. And he went into the house, and he smashed him around, Cool J did, and then he physically detained him. The family was sleeping when the alarm went off at 1 in the morning, and he sprung into action. Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? How awesome would his wife feel? I would feel pretty safe with LL Cool J. And you see him on the tube now. He's on a popular show, NCIS Los Angeles. But good for him. He catches the suspect, just hogties him until the cops get there, and the guy's face is a mess because he messed with the wrong person. We're heading to the mailbag. Lots of mail to get to.
The mail is here.
Ooh.
This one comes to us from Eddie, who says, yo, Kate, whatever happened to that Chick-fil-A controversy? I have to say, I like those chicken sandwiches, but I could care less about the gay world. No offense. Why was such a big deal made? Well, Eddie, the big deal was made because of the fact that comments were leaked out of a religious newspaper in an interview with the president of the company, who said he only approves of traditional marriage, not gay marriage. Poof! There's your instantaneous controversy. And it's the gift that keeps on giving, I think, for Chick-fil-A, because enough people show up that they're selling even more chicken sandwiches. So I don't know how many they were selling across the nation, but a lot. They don't post their totals like McDonald's does. You know, McDonald's, how many do they say now? a trillion burgers or something? Does anyone actually know that number? It's a crazy number. When I was at the beach, I saw on some sign, I took a step back. I know it was a trillion, but I don't know if it was 1 trillion or it was more than that. This is how you know where you are in the age cycle. How many McDonald's burgers were sold on the signs anyway when you were a kid? Think about it. Probably no one can answer that question. I don't think I can. I can try to look it up. I remember we were fascinated by that number, but I don't know the number off the top of my head. So the answer to that question is Chick-fil-A, ding, 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 the winners, because they're making money off of it, period, right? So controversy, smontroversy, it means more chickens are absolutely being sold at the drive-through windows. Let's move on to another one. Percy says, boy, the convention could get slammed with a hurricane. Ms. Delaney, what will you do? I'm kind of worried about you. Are you broadcasting outside of the convention? Do you have people that are going to help you hold down the equipment? What is pretty much the skinny on your location? Well, the skinny, Mr. P, on my location is I will be inside the convention. No, not outside. I wonder, there might be some people that broadcast outside. Probably not. From other venues, other stations, that kind of stuff, maybe. But I'm going to be inside, so no worries. Here's another one from, we're kind of moving around in different directions. Larry, who says, Kate, I know you keep up with what's happening with markets and whatnot. It's been pretty interesting. Kind of like riding a roller coaster. Did you notice that heading into the weekend, at least for a Thursday, stocks were pretty much down? Yeah, you know why? Because here's what happens. You can look at the big stocks like the Apples and whatnot, and there's a lot of sell-off. So people were dumping stock, taking profits off the table because they were concerned about some of the negative news that was up there, the jobless claims and all of that. The Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ fell between 0.7% and 0.9%. But that's where you look for people pulling things off the table. Especially Apple's probably a great example of that with the stock soaring in the past week and a half to almost new highs. I guarantee you a lot of that was taken out. Yeah, good question. I'm glad people are paying attention, especially if they've got some kind of stock program at work or whatever. You know, the best thing is to just be well-informed. There's no way to know for sure if you're 100% right when you're picking stocks, but at least you can have an informed guess. You can look at what's hot and where things are headed, and at least you're able to do that. Let's put it that way. One last one from Diane, who says, woohoo, looks like it's going to be a great weekend to chill before the convention. Kate, are you going to get to relax before you jump on a plane and head to Tampa? Are you excited about going to the convention? Of course we're excited about having a presence at the convention and all the access and all the people that you can talk to when you're there. Always a big deal. Just the same thing when we went to New Hampshire. And we're on location, so it's great for little old America tonight.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.